Child, you are fully known.
When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. 1 Corinthians 13, 11 and 12.
I would like to share with you today how a memory is formed, specifically during childhood. You see, your mind works like a tape recorder, recording every experience since the time of birth very accurately. During childhood, when something happened to you, your mind recorded the facts of that event. That's not all that happened during that memory. While that memory was being made, you made certain interpretations, assumptions, conclusions that go along with the facts. These conclusions were recorded permanently in your mind as well. There is more. With the facts and the interpretations, certain emotions cropped up as well. These emotions were also recorded permanently in your mind during the creation of the memory. When your mind recorded the facts, interpretations, and emotions that made the memory, the father of lies was present. His goal during the creation of memories is to help you make false conclusions of your situations. Remember, his weapon against us is deception, making us believe something that's not true. He knows that if he can get you to believe false things about yourself and others during childhood, you will be impaired for the rest of your life, because these false interpretations carry over into your adult life. And because of these wrong interpretations, you see but a poor reflection of yourself. You only see in part. What false assumptions did you make during childhood when your memories were formed? Are you aware that these assumptions and emotions are still in effect in your life today? Did you know that God's truth could set you free? I bless you to be excited that you are fully known by God, and he longs to reveal to you who you really are after you shed the wrong assumptions of yourself. He yearns to shed his light of truth on your false interpretations and the corresponding emotions that you had made as a child, so you too can see yourself the way God sees you. I bless you.